Big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed. People turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Yep. If you missed the local news briefing with Caitlin Unger this morning at 6, this was the lead story.
The Central Coast New Year's Eve celebrations have been cancelled for this year. Popular events at the entrance and Gosford waterfront won't be going ahead due to COVID restrictions. Council has so far refused to say whether its financial position is also a factor.
Oh, that wasn't on the news, that part. That was just us. I think they should go ahead. What are your thoughts?
I'm sick of being shut down.
It's
bad enough. It's not like it's a shutdown for the threat of being shut down or something. As soon as 10 people get COVID, like South Australia, all of a sudden the state goes into lockdown. Now we're locking down for nothing.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Wayne from North Entrance.
Should it go ahead, mate, the New Year celebrations?
Mate, of course it should, but I think you're missing the point here. The council's masking this with their financial troubles of what they're using this as an excuse.
Not to spend money.
I reckon.
Hey,
you know, there's a lot of people out there that are, I won't mention where I work, but
yep.
We've had a lot of changes and it said, oh, it's due to COVID. And I reckon they're masking it because of the cost cutting, because it costs them a lot of money.
Yeah, it does. It does bring in a little bit of money, but the fireworks and all that, I could imagine. But you just go, come on, guys, you've wasted $89 million. What's going to be another couple of $100,000? I just look at that.
Yeah, that's just my thought. Yeah. I reckon it's possibly an excuse.
All right, Wayne. Thank you.
Another way to look at it, Wayne.
Thanks
you.
For that, mate. Thank you for that, buddy. We've got Chrissy from Wyoming.
Hello, Chrissy.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah,
well, we know how bad it is.
Hey, room on the roof, whatever it is.
Who'd you get to pick the splinters out of your butt from sitting on the fence, Paddy?
What do you mean?
Thank you, Chrissy.
What do you mean?
You were sitting on the fence all week. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Who would have backed them?
Yeah.
If you're a smart person. Anyway, we're not here talking about State of Origin. What do you think about Central Coast New Year's Eve celebrations cancelled for the entrance in Gosford? Terrible.
Unbelievable. But considering the Central Coast Council are in the hole for as much as they are, they'd probably only be able to afford a person with a sparkler anyway.
It's a big sparkler. Hey, I've got a huge sparkler.
I was doing nothing that day anyway. So, we've had a few calls about that this morning as well. But I wish, seriously, how many other events are we going to stop? God, we need some light at the end of the tunnel.
And if our mate over the border, Nasty Palaszczuk,
woman,
can have a stadium full of people, back-to-back people.
50,000.
Thank you very much. Good point,
Good
Chrissy.
On you, Chrissy.
Exactly.
Thank you for that.
Seriously, we've lost enough, boys. We need to celebrate. This new year's got to be better than this one.
I've got a great idea.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Chrissy from Wyoming, for just planting that seed. We have New Year's Eve at Central Coast Stadium. It's the same as Queensland.
Could we have New Year's Eve, Central Coast New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
No, at Suncorp Stadium, because 50,000 people are allowed
there.
Yeah,
there's more than Central Coast Stadium.
If we all travel up.
Yeah.
Good idea, Rob.
Or we have armbands.
Yeah.
And so you have a blue armband if you're in that 50,000 and you have a red one if you're in that 50. And you're not allowed to stand next to anyone with a red armband if you're wearing a white one.
Bloody good idea.
That's simple.
Keep those ideas coming.